This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy.
Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake?
Hey, big guy. Let's go to Big Boy.
Frisch's. Just gotta have my Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Myring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon Dr. Heckler was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee, who's under the weather. He'll be out until Monday when he returns for our girls' sectional finals from here at Sydney, where we are tonight for a big second-round game between Bodkins and Houston. Bodkins took a bye. Houston played in round one on Saturday and upset Lehman Catholic by a score of 53-50. We'll see what gives tonight, Matt. Bodkins thumped Houston twice during the regular season by 19 and 14. Can Houston turn the tables on Bodkins here this evening, as it did against Lehman Catholic Saturday in a big surprise? Bodkins favored to win this game this evening, but the Houston Wildcats under head coach Brad Allen have had a history of playing very well in this sectional tournament.
Yeah, and then with Houston already having a tournament game in and both these teams being young,
we'll see if that extra tournament game compared to first tournament game jitters, to see if that becomes a factor tonight.
You're right. It's Botkin's first time on the floor here in the tournament under second-year head coach Phil Groves, and Brad Allen's fourth season for Houston. The Wildcats have played extremely well, as I mentioned, in this event the last several seasons. In fact, in Coach Allen's first year, this Houston team knocked off Rushi, Mechanicsburg, and played Jackson Center to an eight-pointer in the sectional finals. Jackson Center went on to the state final four that year. Botkins has played extremely well, especially in games against Houston this season. McKenna Maurer, the sharpshooter for the Trojans from outside, registered eight threes in the two regular season contests. The Wildcats have got to find her in this game tonight.
Yeah, but Botkins also has some other options. So you got Carmen Huker, you got Boston Paul, you got Aaliyah Johnson. They have quite a few weapons out there.
Yeah, what I like about these two girls' teams, Matt, is the balance. Five players for Botkins, between 7 and 10 points a game, led by Euchre at 10. She, by the way, was first team all Shelby County Athletic League. Houston has got good balance as well, with 1, 2, 3, 4 players between 6.5 and 9.7 a game. Hero Megan Meyer on Saturday for Houston hit the big three from the corner, made a free throw, and that knocked out Lehman Catholic, which was highly favored.
And she finished with 22 points, but then going back to, like you said, with the balance, you had Amber Stengel with 7 points, Riley Boisard and Mariah Boer was also with 7, and Taylor Maxwell came off the bench with 8. So that balance is there, but just in that game against Lehman, Megan Meyer really stepped it up and carried the Wildcats to the win.
Houston needs a repeat performance here tonight against the Botkins Trojans. Tip-off upcoming in about 10 minutes or so. Here in a matter of seconds, interviews with both coaches, Brad Allen, Houston, Phil Groves, Botkins. Our underwriting sponsors, our anchors, include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. We could not have gotten started here on scoresbroadcast.com in 2006 and 7 without the support from Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center. Gratitude to U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News, the very best sports page coverage around. We salute additional longtime underwriting sponsors, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier, Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. Well, these two clubs, arguably, Matt, are playing their very best basketball of this season. In fact, over the months of January and February, during 1 8-game stretch, Botkins reeled off 7 victories and 8 tries. Second-year head coach Phil Groves highlighted his club's growth and development over the past 12 months or so.
Our younger players have worked hard throughout the summer and over the year, and they continue to get better every day. We have a balanced attack scoring-wise, where we can't, or the opposing teams can't focus just on one player. They have to consider everybody when they're making their defensive plans. So, you know, we can get the ball inside. We can play well from the outside. It just depends on any given day.
Yeah. Your guard play really, really improved over the last couple of years, and that's a big factor.
Yeah. Carmen's a first-team all-conference player for us. We had a couple other players in Boston, Paul and Aaliyah Johnson that made honorable mention. So it's nice for them to get recognized for their hard work and efforts. And throughout the course of the year, it's a product of what they've done for us. Like, you know, we like to press a lot, and we like to get after it. And my guard play has played a big role in our success this year, but not to cut our big short, you know.
Sure.
They do a good job inside, pretty much a balanced attack for us.
Yeah, I know defensively you like to blend a few different styles of defense, and what's worked for you this year, and what was helpful late in the season for you when you performed your best?
We're predominantly a man-to-man team, and we like to press and trap whenever the opportunity presents itself, but every once in a while, it was like Fort Laramie the other night, we ran mostly our matchup zone against them just to slow the game down. And it
was pretty effective, too.
Yeah. Our girls, they do the best they can with it, but most of the time, we're a man-to-man team, and we like to trap and get after it defensively.
You played Houston twice in the regular season, won twice. How have you benefited from those two victories? How challenging will it be to beat a club a third time in one season?
That's definitely a challenge, to beat the same team three times throughout the season. But the first time, we got the ball inside to our bigs, and they did a good job inside for us. And that kind of brought us to the second time we played them. Our guards stretched their defense by hitting some shots from the outside, so it was kind of a tale of two different games for us. So Brad does a really good job with his girls, and you never really know what to expect from them. They're a lot better than their record shows.
Sure.
And that, obviously, by watching the Lehman game in the first round of the sectionals, that goes to show that. So, our girls are ready. They're not going to take them lightly. They know it's a big task, and we need to come and set the tone defensively and then do the best we can offensively. So
what I'm sensing is both clubs, Houston and Bodkins girls teams, have made great strides over the course of the year and are playing their very best basketball here in February.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Kind of turned out the way it has. Everybody went away from Fort Laramie, and it's going to be two more challenging games for whoever makes it to the sectional finals. So
sure.
We're going to take it one game at a time and give it our best effort.
If you had to put your thumb on what would be the key to determining the outcome of this game, what might it be?
Our defense needs to be a staple. Set the tone defensively and rebound, and then obviously make some bunnies and free throws. That's kind of a multitude of things for us. So just got to come out and come ready to play from the beginning. They played a game already in the first round, and we took the bye. So I'm sure it'll take a little bit of time to knock the rust off. And once that happens, hopefully we get moving in the right direction. So we look forward to it Thursday night.
Conversation recorded earlier this week with Phil Groves, head basketball coach of the Bodkins girls program, 15-7 on the year, 7-5 in the Shelby County Athletic League, good enough for a third place tie with Rushi. Brad Allen's Houston Wildcats began the year 0-10, have won 7 of the last 13. In fact, in the last 5 contests, Houston has reeled off 4 triumphs. He talked about his club's momentum over the past month and a half.
The last 13 games, we have own a 7-6 record. Even through a couple losses, I felt the loss that we had to Bradford early by 3 kind of helped propel us and kind of gave us some confidence that, hey, we can play with some good teams. And Bradford obviously is a good team, and we had a nice couple streaks there. We went and played Newton and beat Newton, Jackson Center, and Riverside. And then we lost some games there to Fort Laramie and to Anna.
They took your lumps early, but the strength of schedule is paying off.
Right, that strength of schedule. At one point when we had our draw, we had the 6th toughest schedule, the strength in the state of Ohio.
Wow.
So in Division IV girls basketball. So, taking what we did against those teams only helped prepare us for the stretch down the stretch here for the end of the season and into sectional.
Yeah, sure. Brad Allen coached Houston Wildcats teams, always seemed to play extremely well in the month of February. You remarked a few minutes ago that in your first year, you knocked off the likes of Rushi and Mechanicsburg in the sectional.
Yeah.
Gave Jackson Center, which got to the state final four all it wanted.
Right.
Dropped a game to them by only 8. Right. And then last year gave Legacy Christian
a district team that went on to the regional.
Right.
All it wanted in the sectional.
Yeah, our girls were playing well then. We hit a three with 2 minutes to go against Legacy to put us down two, and then they came back and hit a three that put them up five. But we battled with them. The big thing for us is just trying to get the girls prepared, who we're facing, and we just do what we can to try to get some wins here.
Hey, talk about late game heroics to which you just alluded. How about Megan Meyer in the victory over Layman Catholic this past Saturday?
Yeah, we had an out of bounds play that we're trying to get. We look for her in the corner. We got the ball to her. We're either going to have her hit the three or she's going to feed the post. And God willing, she made a nice clutch three-pointer for us to put us up by two with less than 20 seconds to go against Layman.
And now Bodkins faces the challenge of beating Houston a third time this year.
Yeah, that's always tough for any team. You know, it doesn't matter who you are, but, Bodkins is going to be prepared. I know Coach Gross, he does a good job preparing his girls. He probably knows my playbook better than I. he's going to have his girls ready. We're going to have our girls ready, and we're looking for a good battle come Thursday.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Prior to hearing from one of our fine underwriting sponsors, the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, we heard from Brad Allen, head coach of the Houston Wildcats girls team, a mark of 17, or I should say a mark of 7-16 on the regular season, 2-10 in the Shelby County League. Houston dropped games to Bodkins on December 19th, 51-32, and then later in the year to Bodkins on January 23rd, 49-35. Played them better second go-round. Down double digits, though, going into the fourth quarter of both games. Psychologically, that may give Bodkins the edge, but the last thing you want to be if you're the Trojans is complacent.
Yeah, like I said, it's hard to beat a team a third time.
Yeah.
You know them, they knew you, and so you need to come up with something different to prevail in this one.
Yep. In that first meeting at Bodkins, Trojans led by only five at the halftime break, 26-21, stretch it to 15 at the end of three, and won the game 51-32. Aaliyah Johnson in the middle had 16 for Bodkins in that game. McKenna Maurer had three threes, total of 9 points. Carmen Euchre had seven, a three-pointer. Boston Paul had seven, a three-pointer. Houston had no one in double figures in that contest. Leading scorer for the Lady Wildcats in that game was Amber Stangl, as she had nine. Megan Meyer and Kiana Jones each had seven. Each one of those three pumped in a three ball. And Mariah Boer also had a triple for Houston in that game. Second time around, a 14-point win for Bodkins, 49-35. Bodkins led by 11 at the end of three. Won it by 14, pretty much a stalemate in the fourth quarter. McKenna Maurer had 16 for Bodkins, five threes in that second meeting. She had a total of eight in the two contests during the regular season. Aaliyah Johnson had 10, Jill Grevey 8 for Bodkins. Off the bench for the Lady Trojans in that game to pump in two threes was Wendell. She knocked down a couple from distance. Houston in that first contest, Megan Meyer had 13 points, three triples. Stangl 11, a three-pointer. And Houston also got a three in that game from Kiana Jones. All set to jump center, Matt, for this tilt here tonight.
at stake, a berth against, no doubt, Mechanicsburg, which has to win later this evening to play again on Monday. The winner tonight comes back on Monday in a sectional final upper bracket championship.
Right, at 7:30.
At 7:30. And the lower bracket championship is at 6 on Monday night. We'll have both games for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Opening tip to start the game, won by Houston. Megan Meyer with the ball 20 feet away. Hands it off on the play to Amber Stengel. Stengel straight on, 20 feet out, back to Meyer. Kiana Jones at 5'10". Megan Meyer, 5 feet tall. Both softs in the opening five for Houston. Amber Stengel, a 5'5 junior. Kylie Voisard, a 5'6 sophomore. And Mariah Boer, a 5'5 junior, round out the starting five for Houston. Lady Wildcats made about 15 passes offensively in half court to start the game. Worked nearly 50 seconds off the clock, took a three-pointer, missed it short, but Botkins fumbled the ball out of bounds. Was there a push-off foul against the Trojans?
Yeah, there was a foul on Boston Paul.
Here's Houston inbounding below the rim. Ball lobbed into the lane to little Megan Meyer. Shot deflected. Houston comes up with the loose ball, though. Wildcats with the opening offensive set spanning more than a minute. Long three try, gunned by Kiana Jones. High left, hit the backboard, didn't catch iron. Tie up on the rebound, Trojans possession. Bodkin's opening five is as follows. You got McKenna Maurer at guard. We got Megan Meyer, M-A-I-E-R for Houston. McKenna Maurer, M-A-U-R-E-R for Botkins. Two very fine outside shooters. McKenna Maurer, Carmen Euchre, all SCAL selection in the opening five for Botkins. Along with Jill Grevey, Boston Paul, Aaliyah Johnson. The first offensive set for Botkins is also empty. Outside the lane on the right, a shot pumped up by Jill Grevey, a little strong. Here's Houston throwing in. Long pitch down the floor to Megan Meyer. She catches and scores. Caught it and dropped it in with the left hand. Fleet of foot, Megan Meyer, little, but boy, she is speedy. She raced down the court, took the over-the-shoulder long pass as Houston whipped the Botkins press. And in the first 2 minutes, Houston leads it 2-0. Here's Grevey striving through the lane for Botkins. Outside the lane in the right. Posts up. Missed it strong. Rebound down to Houston. Good look for Grevey. Just couldn't get it to go. Houston head of the key. Ball thrown into the lane to the driver. It's Stengel. A lot of traffic. Good defense. Botkins' shot was wild off the backboard. Here come the Trojans down the floor. Pulling up inside the free throw line. Euchre drains it. 14-footer. Tied at 2. 5:31 to go first quarter. Get the feeling already, Matt. It is not going to take 45 or 50 points like it did in the regular season to win this game.
No, it's going to be pretty defensive as Amber Stengel hits the short jumper to make it 4-2.
Yep, nice interior feed by Voisard to Stengel. Mid-range shot. All net. Good look by her. 4-2 Houston. 30 feet out on the left. Here's Botkins. Set play. Ball thrown cross court. Excellent skip pass to the driving Euchre, who catches and pops it in. Game even up at 4. 4:52 left. Opening quarter. Botkins Trojans reeled off 100 points in the two games between them and Houston during the regular season. Can Houston's defense hold Botkins down here tonight? Long three-pointer outside the arc on the left. It is short. Voisard let it fly, glanced off the rim, and it skipped out over the end line. 4:33 left in the opening period. Game tied at 4. Several young ladies on the floor tonight. Honorable mention, SCAL. We'll highlight them for you. Carmen Euchre of Botkins, first team all league. Here's a good feed by Euchre as she drove the lane, fed it down inside to Johnson. Her shot was short, rebound short. She might have climbed the ladder to go over the back to get the third try. Foul, Botkins. Game still even at 4.
Both teams still trying to feel things out here in the early going.
We're near the 4-minute mark opening period. for Bodkin, Aaliyah Johnson, honorable mention. For Houston, Amber Stangl, Megan Meyer, honorable mention. Carmen Euchre, All-League, as we've noted repeatedly. Here's a steal by Bodkins. Nice play, Trojans. Euchre, Boston Paul, leaves it for Grevy. Layup good, and Bodkins is up a deuce, 6-4. That was a live ball turnover by Houston, and Bodkins turned it into a quick bucket. Here is Houston out on the arc, and the offensive player catches the pass but drops to a knee and walks with the ball. Mariah Boer couldn't stay upright under the Bodkins pressure. 6-4 lead, Bodkins, 3:42 left here in the first quarter. Far left side of the floor, Boston Paul's got it for Bodkins. Tipped away by Houston to midcourt. Euchre tracks it down. That's quite a duel there. Megan Meyer of Houston on Carmen Euchre for Bodkins. Houston in his own defense. Here's Bodkins outside the arc on the right. It's thrown by McKenna Meyer down inside to Aaliyah Johnson. Her short shot hit the rim, bounded away, tie up on the rebound, Wildcats ball. Bodkins, Matt, has had good looks, just has not cashed in on enough. 3:17 to go.
Just not been able to hit that short layup.
Right. 3:17 left here in the opening period, 6-4. Bodkins by two. Pace of the game, Houston's favor so far. Midcourt, Megan Meyer for Houston. Here comes the double team. Triple team applied on Boer, and Bodkins rakes it away. It rolls up the floor, touched last by a red jersey, out of bounds. Lady Wildcats in the road red, an off-white numeral on the back. White stripes down the sides of the shorts. Bodkins in the white from top to bottom. Blue numbers outlined in gold. Black tennis. Houston wears those sparkling red tennis shoes. Here's Euchre. Feeds deep right corner. McKenna Maurer. Look out. Hits it. Long 24-footer. Distance way outside. And the lead for Bodkins is 9-4. Here is Houston. Four court left. Megan Meyer feeds it on top to Mariah Boer. Into the corner. Kylie Voisard. Takes right, goes left at the elbow, passes to a teammate. Euchre broke it up, nearly stole it. And we've got a timeout by Houston head coach Brad Allen. Doesn't want to let this get away. Seven straight points by Bodkins, which leads 9-4 late in the opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Well, Bodkin's defense on half court is trapping, and Houston under duress after the timeout by head coach Brad Allen turned it over. Bodkin's possession up 5, 9-4. A minute 45 to go here in the first quarter. Top of the circle, Euchre. Euchre gives it up to Grevy. Down low on the right to Johnson. Oh, she muscles her way toward the rim, creates space, shot blocked, but a foul by Houston. Good ball rotation by Bodkins, which got it low on the block to Johnson, and that's where she wants it, in fine position for her to do damage. Two free throws, Aaliyah Johnson, Bodkins.
Bodkins has done a nice job getting the ball inside here so far.
Sure have. Trojans lead at 9-4. Johnson misses the foul shot, a little strong. These two clubs only about 57-58% at the free throw line. Bodkins a little better from three-point territory at close to 30%. Houston at 25. Both foul shots missed by Johnson. Rebound down to Houston. 90 seconds to go, first quarter. Wildcats throw on top to the jump shooter. Open look, 16-footer behind the foul line. Yes, Mariah Boer. It banked hard off the top of the window.
I think she called bank on that.
Hit the front rim, then popped up in the air about 2 feet. Kerplunk, it fell through. Here's a backdoor play by Botkins, worked to perfection. Driving layup, Jill Grevy. Good assist out high by Euchre. 11-6 Botkins. That's the Trojans offense that Phil Groves likes to employ. If you cheat out on top, the Lady Trojans will back cut you. 52 seconds to go, opening period. 11-6 Botkins. Outside the arc on the left, it is Megan Meyer. Out of Boisard. Good defense down on the inside by Johnson. No one to throw to on the post. Jill Grevy gets a finger on the pass by Houston. It's into the lap of Euchre. Botkins forcing another mistake. 30 seconds to go in the opening period. Grevy straight away. Pitches it out high to McKenna Maurer. Left flank, it goes to Boston Paul. Down to 20 seconds to go in the opening period. Botkins 11, Houston 6. Left wing, it's Grevy. They weave on top for McKenna Maurer. She lets it fly. Long three-pointer. It hit the heel, kicked into the corner. Houston's got it. Botkins pressuring in backcourt. Dribbling hard up the floor. Boer for Houston. Leaves it for a teammate on the arc. It's chucked up there with a second left by Amber Stengel. It's no good. It flares off the rim. Good finish to the first quarter for Botkins, which reeled off 9 of the quarter's last 11 points. 11-6 Botkins over Houston at the end of one on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Matt Zirker here at Sydney High School. Chuck McBee will return on Monday. He's been under the weather the last several days. We'll have the girls' sectional finals, upper bracket and lower bracket, here on Monday night. First game starts at 6. Fort Loramie Redskins featured in that one, having taken a bye and won its first tourney game. And the winner of this game will likely take on Mechanicsburg, should Mechanicsburg defeat Mississinewa Valley in game 2 here tonight. So that would be the doubleheader on Monday night here at Sydney in the upper bracket and lower bracket sectional championship games at 6 and 7. Webcast time online here on scoresbroadcast.com at 5:45 p.m. Second quarter underway. Megan Meyer walks it into the half court for Houston, which is down 5. Wildcats have had trouble getting good offerings to the basket. Open looks have not been there. Top of the circle, it is passed on the play to Voisard. Outside the arc on the left, here's a long one by Stengel. No good off the back iron. Loose ball rebound in the lane. Pumped up on the play by Voisard. No, Boer got a hand on the rebound. Botkins created a tie-up. Arrow favors Botkins. Now the officials confer.
I don't think it was flipped at the quarter here, so it'll be Houston ball.
Right. Referees get it straight. 7:17 left in the opening period. 11-6 Botkins. Baseline left of the rim. Megan Meyer, the playmaker, throws it on the floor, gets it back. High arching shot, baseline, kicked off the back rim. Rebound down to Botkins. That was a good look. Nice offensive set from out of bounds below the iron. Megan Meyer triggered it, then got it back right away. Couldn't get the shot to fall. Here's Aaliyah Johnson, right corner, posting up to Jill Grevy down to the inside. Missed it, no good. Got the rebound back, and she's whacked. Botkins trying to do a number on Houston. on the block, low left, low right, in the post. Botkins has been the stronger team so far. Couple of foul shots. Jill Grevy missed it. A little heavy. Hit the back brace. 11-6, Botkins by 5. 6:54 to go, second quarter. Second free throw, Grevy, high in the air. Hit the back rim once, twice, came down. Bounced all around, trickled off the rim, no good. Rebound poked out by Houston.
But if you've never been to Sydney High School, the baskets are a little different than the maybe some of the other county schools, and the background is a little different with the wall kind of jutting out.
Yeah, I'd agree. You got a solid white background directly behind the glass. Botkins got the inbounds pass away, but Houston got a piece of it. Threw it down the floor to Megan Meyer. Long three-pointer deflected. Loose ball to Houston, right back to Meyer. Penetrates the lane, off-balance runner, wide right. Rebound Botkins. 6:25 left in the second. 11-6 Trojans. Euchre to McKenna Maurer. Deep left corner triple. Hit the flange and was punched up in the air by Botkins, and out of bounds it goes.
Botkins has done a great job defensively. They've had active hands that caused deflections. They deflected that one three-pointer. They've been all over the place.
Yes, the way Botkins has dominated the game so far, Matt, you'd think the score would be larger than 11-6. Only a five.
They just haven't converted inside.
No. Only a five-point differential. Houston's pass at midcourt is poked out of bounds by a red jersey. Good interference by Carmen Euchre of Botkins, who caused that mistake by the Wildcats. Another empty possession. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. 11-6 Botkins. Euchre to Boston Paul, 25 feet away. On top to Johnson behind the foul line. Lengthy shot for her. Missed it off the rim. Scrap for the rebound, low right. Houston got a hand on it, but traveled. Baseline, right of the basket. Playmaker for Botkins is Paul. Throws it inbounds to Johnson. Right back to Grevy in the lane. Now Lee at the foul line. Muscles in. Now to a three-point shooter in the right wing. It's overshot on the play by Boston Paul. Airballed it into the lap of a Houston player. Here come the Wildcats, down the floor, down five. 5:36 left in the opening period. It's Voisard, high dribble, could have turned it over, did on a bad pass. Botkins has it anyway. Here's Euchre splitting a couple defenders on the run. Down the lane, backboard rim rolled off. Rebound touched by Houston last.
They've had a number of good shots inside. They just haven't fallen tonight.
Houston is so fortunate to be within just five. 5:20 left, second quarter. Houston Wildcats, one field goal, Matt, in about the last 7.5 minutes. Ball inbounded below the rim on the arc to McKenna Maurer. Long three-pointer, no, off to the right. Stick back is good. Was that Euchre who got
yes,
the garbage?
Euchre. Yeah.
Carmen Euchre. Right spot, right time. The guard sneaked in, scooped the rebound off the floor, and laid it through. 13-6 Botkins. Houston with the ball straight away. It is Riley Voisard. Voisard into the corner to Boer. To Voisard. Ball flipped cross court to Boer. Now it's being handled by Emma Kemp. A freshman is in. Only two seniors on these two rosters. A couple of very young clubs. Don't be surprised if they're not right back here next year in a sectional semifinal or final. Here's a three-point try, high left. Houston lets it fly. Boer didn't catch the rim, glanced off the backboard into the hands of a Trojan. Botkins quickly down the floor. Long three-point try, in and out. Oh, it wouldn't go for Euchre. Looked like he was below the cylinder and snapped away. Houston yanked down the board. 4:12 to go first half. 13-6 Houston, which is guilty of double dribbling at the timeline.
Just in too big of a rush there. They wanted to run a play and forgot, oh, I got to dribble the ball first.
Again, Botkins has dominated this game far better than 13-6. 7-point lead, Lady Trojans, half the second quarter gone. Euchre on top, picked up by Megan Maurer, then a switch. Ball dealt to Boston Paul. Thrown into the post to Grevy. Goes to work. Twists and turns. Rim to bank shot. It was down below. Wouldn't stay in. Rebound in the deep corner. Deflected last by Houston. Botkins continues the possession. Here's Boston Paul, the playmaker. Ball high overhead, side court. Wings it on top to a teammate, then right back to Paul, who penetrates. Here's the three-point shooter, Euchre. A little off to the right. Hit the rim, or way up in the air. Bodkins could not corral the rebound, and the person of Johnson out of bounds to Houston. 13-6. Bodkins by 7. Again, Houston's last field goal, Matt, was right around 3.5 minutes to go in the first period.
Yeah, it's been almost a quarter.
Serious drought. Outside the arc, high left. Megan Meyer open for Houston. Short, no good. Rebound right below the rim by Kemp of Houston. Might have double dribbled, got away with it. Tried to force one up beneath the glass. Fouled by Bodkins. Two free throws upcoming.
Second foul on Jill Grevy.
Emma Kemp, charity strike for Houston. Swish on the shot. Kemp knocks it down. Kemp, 5 feet, 5 inches tall. Emma wears 2-3 on the jersey. Loops up the second free throw. Short on the front rim. Rebound Bodkins. Trojans can't control in the corner, but it's flicked onto the quarter play right to Euchre. Good play by Bodkins. Fine awareness. Baseline right. It's Boston Paul. Hemmed in.
Madison Wendell with the save on that.
Yes, Madison Wendell. Very good play for Bodkins. Kept the possession alive after the miss by Houston. And here's Bodkins in the paint area. Players sprawling on the floor for a loose ball. Head coach Phil Groves of Bodkins got a timeout before the ball was shaken free. 3 minutes left, second quarter, 13-7 Bodkins over Houston on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh.
A margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah.
A chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spent about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Yeah, Bodkins can serve the possession with a timeout. Got a shot away seconds ago, missed it. Then Houston got a fist on the ball, drove it out of bounds. Bodkins still has possession. Here's a good drive into the lane by Boston Paul. Up off the backboard, rim, no good. Rebound right corner. Thrown around the top of the circle. Baseline left to McKenna Maurer. Oh, look at that left-hand drive by McKenna. Up and in off the window. She's whacked on the arm. Counted plus one. Alert play by McKenna. As Houston's defense had overloaded to one side of the floor, Bodkins quickly reversed it, and McKenna Maurer took charge. She's at the free throw line for a three-point conversion. Bodkins is up 8, 2:33 left, second quarter. Foul shot hit the heel, ricocheted into the corner of the floor, tracked down by Houston. It's Riley Voisard to midcourt. Gives it up to teammate Megan Maurer, or I should say Megan Meyer, to Amber Stangle through the lane. On the arc to a teammate. Long one by Boer. It hit the rim, bounced into the lane. Jump ball, rebound is tied up. Bodkins possession. Again, about 9.5 minutes for Houston without scoring.
They've taken good shots, especially from the outside. They just haven't went in.
Haven't gotten enough close looks. That's where Bodkins has beaten Houston. Better shot opportunities in the paint area. Bodkins has been able to push the ball inside. Oh, look at Megan Meyer for Houston. A steal out high. There she goes, barreling down the floor. She's cracked on the arm as she lays it up. No good, but she is awarded two. At driving layup, Matt nearly went in despite the heavy contact. Minute 57 to go in the second. 15-7, Bodkins over Houston. This low-scoring game, Matt, I think a product of these two teams playing for a third time. They know each other so well. Plus, a lot of tenseness here in the tournament.
You lose a lot of tournament jitters.
Sure.
These are still young teams,
yep.
Even though Houston has played one tournament game.
Megan Meyer missed the first free throw, rolled in the second one, 15-8, Bodkins by 7. Under 2 to play here in the second quarter. Here's Boston Paul. Herky-jerky move down the lane for Houston. Missed it wildly. Rebound to Houston, which throws it right to Bodkins. Euchre's got it on the arc. Jumping, shooting, bouncing around. Oh, it almost went in. Stick back. Aaliyah Johnson, no. Stick back again. McGreevy, no. Bodkins crashes the boards and still has it. Straight away, McKenna Maurer. Look out. Online. Little strong off the flange. Rebound way out on the floor to Johnson. Bodkin still controls. Minute 17 to go, second quarter. 15-8, Bodkins. Ball weaved on top to Boston Paul. Fakes right, goes left. Right down the pike to the basket. Banked it in on the run. Foul against Houston. Nifty play by Boston Paul of the Trojans. 17-8, Bodkins up 9. 71 seconds to go here in the first half. Three-point play chance for Boston Paul. It's airborne. No. Missed it. Hit the back iron. Kicked way out on the floor to Houston's Riley Voisard, who skips down the floor with it. A minute to go in the first half. Megan Meyer is immediately doubled high right. Houston peppers the ball around. It comes right back to Meyer. Shot fake, wants to drive on Paul, can't do it. 48 seconds to go, second quarter. 17-8, Bodkins. Straight away, it's Boer for Houston. Tries to throw to the post for Amber Stangl. Broken up by Bodkins. Loose ball picked up by Houston. Here's a long three, straight on. Voisard hits it for Houston. First field goal in quite a while, 10 minutes. Maybe closer to 10 and a half. 17-11, Bodkins up 6, 20 seconds to go first half. Here's McKenna Maurer on the arc. Bodkins spreads the floor. Trojans playing for one. That was a big field goal right there.
Houston can come up with a stop here and only be down 6 at the break. I think Coach Allen would be happy with
yes.
that.
Yes, long three-pointer. Bodkins, though, left corner of the floor. Trojans with an answer. Wendell swished it. 24-footer. Houston can't get a shot away. Wendell got free for Bodkins. That is who it was who drained the shot, right, Matt?
That was Kinley Top.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was. Was it two?
Yes, I thought it was.
Maybe it was two. Kinley Top in off the bench. Not an expert three-point shooter, below 20% on the year, but Houston lost her, and substitute Kinley Top threw it in from distance. Yes, that is who it was. It was Wendell, I think, who made the pass. Alert play by her. The teams trade threes in the last 35 seconds of the second quarter, and Bodkin is up 9 at the end of the first half of play. 22-11 in favor of Bodkins over Houston. Our halftime report coming up in just a moment, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 9-point lead Trojans on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step. step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Wilson Health Sports Medicine presenting you our halftime report on scoresbroadcast.com. Two young girls basketball teams going at it here tonight at Sydney High School in an upper bracket sectional semifinal. 9-point lead for the Bodkins Trojans. These two teams will be mighty strong again next year. Only two seniors on the two rosters combined. But right now they've got eyes on advancing in the upper bracket to Monday night's sectional championship game against the winner of game two. Bodkins with a 9-point bulge, a far better inside play. House in a long scoring drought, Matt, from the floor.
Yeah, the Wildcats ended up with just four field goals the entire first half, and only one in the second quarter, that three by Riley Boisard in the final minute.
Right.
Boisard leading the way with that three-pointer for the Houston scoring. Megan Meyer also with 3 points. Amber Stengel with two. Mariah Boer with two. And Emma Kemp with a foul shot for Houston's total of 11. For Bodkins, Boston Paul leading the way for the Trojans with 7 points, while Carmen Huker has 6 points. Kinley Top with a three. McKenna Maurer, 2 points. Joe Grevy also with 2 points to round out the 20 points for Bodkins. Bodkins 0 of 6 at the foul line in the first half, while Houston was 2 of 4. That 0 for 6 and those misses inside, this margin could be a lot more than 9 easily.
Oh, yeah, it could be as many as 14 or 15 for sure. And Bodkins could be close to putting this game away, but you're right, Matt. Missed free throws, missed opportunities inside. Houston within striking range has still down 9. Bodkins defense has thrown a net over Houston at the offensive end of the floor.
They've done a great job of deflecting the ball and just causing all kinds of trouble for Houston. Houston hasn't had many good shots, and especially inside.
Nope. Yeah, Bodkins has outplayed Houston so far. Really been more than the 9 points. Give Houston credit. Hanging around, Wildcats need a good start to the second half of this game. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Bodkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. It's Bodkins 20, Houston 11, upper bracket sectional semifinal here, girls division 4 at Sydney. We return in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Without the help of LaCal back in 2006 and 7, we simply could not have gotten off the ground here on scoresbroadcast.com. We could not have launched. That's all there is to it. Thank you, all the staff, associates, administration at LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal moved from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, to Jackson Center in Shelby County back in 1982. And we extend a lot of gratitude to LaCal Equipment. Halftime score is 22-11, Bodkins over Houston. New underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com in the last couple of months include Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, VoteJordanSheriff.com, Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna, and Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Hoing & Hoing has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing & Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville on Redker Road. We offer services including home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. And with over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoing & Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing & Hoing Builders currently has lots for sale on Redker Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For information and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. That's 394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna. Don't forget tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com, a doubleheader for you from Piqua. The first game tips at 6 o'clock. Second game tips at 7:30. Webcast time for the Twin Bill tomorrow night is at about a quarter till 6. And then on Saturday, Boys Division 4 action from Piqua again. We're covering games 1 and 3. They tip at 4 and at 7. Webcast time to start the late afternoon off at about 3:45, and then back at 6:45 for the start of the third game, our second webcast of the night tomorrow evening at Piqua. And don't forget, here at Sydney on Monday, doubleheader, upper bracket, lower bracket, girls D4 sectional finals. Again, those games are at 6 and 7:30 on Monday. Webcast time at 5:45. Anna girls in Division III, Matt, are playing tonight against Northridge.
Right, and after three quarters, they lead the Polar Bears by the score of 48-17.
Ouch.
That game started early tonight because the Anna boys are also in action at 7:30 at Vandalia Butler taking on Triad.
And here at Sydney High School, Bodkins leads Houston. Upper bracket girls division.
Actually, I have now a final. Anna won 64-17.
There you go.
Outscored them 16-0 in the final period.
Wow. And here at Sydney High School in this upper bracket girls division 4 sectional semifinal, Houston on the short end of a 20-11 count. Wildcats ball to start the third period. Bodkins up 9. Dribbling off into the right corner for Houston with the ball as Amber Stangl feeds into the paint area. The ball is bobbled. It's loose on the floor. Bodkins has got it. There's too many empty possessions for Houston, which can't get enough shots. Not enough good shots, that's for sure. 7.5 to go, third quarter. Here's Bodkins running a play. Skip pass, cross court to Carmen Euchre. Layup is in. Well done by the Trojans. Design play to start the second half by head coach Phil Groves. Offensive foul. Houston out of control, barreling down the left side of the court.
Yeah, that was a nice play by Boston Paul finding Carmen Euchre there for the layup.
7:22 to go in the third, and now the score is doubled. 22-11, Botkins over Houston. You're right, fine assist. Last trip down by Botkins, Boston Paul. Well-executed play, worked to perfection. It garnered two quick points by Botkins to start the second half to up the Trojans' lead to 22-11. Here's Botkins inbounding. It goes from Paul to Euchre straight away on the bounce against Megan Meyer. Hand off to McKenna Maurer on the arc to Paul, who hoists up a three, short, air ball, hit the stripe right in front of us, out of bounds. We're perched on the floor at the south end of the Sydney High School basketball court. Actually, Matt, this is the southeast corner, right?
Yes, yep, southeast corner.
Possession, Houston. Wildcats need a field goal badly. Ball pried away, top of the circle. Houston nearly walked, almost a steal by Jill Grevy. Ball fired to the right corner. Kiana Jones is loose for Houston, can't find an opening, then zips it across the bottom of the key to Amber Stangle, who drops it in. Five-footer. Only the second field goal by Houston in the last 11 minutes of this game. 6:20 to go here in the third. 22-13, Botkins up nine. High right, Aaliyah Johnson for Botkins. Here's Boston Paul, foul line extended left, jump shooting, short. She followed, got it, and she's tagged on the arm while releasing.
That's right, Jack. She followed her shot and got a second chance and got fouled.
Awareness by Boston Paul, who earns two free ones. 22-13. Botkins up nine, make it 10. First made foul shot of the evening for Botkins. 23-13, Lady Trojans lead. 6:13 to go in the third. Second shot by Paul, dead center as well. The lead 11 for Botkins. Here's Megan Meyer in backcourt. She walks it up and over the timeline. Popping out to catch is Amber Stangle. Gives it up to a teammate 25 feet away. That's Mariah Boer. Back to Megan Meyer. Thought about hoisting up a three with a double screen. Didn't let it fly. Here's Amber Stangle. High left to Voisard. Hand off to Boer. Boer's got a little crack in the Botkins defense. Takes advantage. Whistle. Foul. Trojans. It's common. Baseline right of the basket. Houston throws in. Megan Meyer on the arc. Fires it to Voisard. Outside the arc on the left to Kiana Jones. Straight away, jumping, shooting, voice hard, three-pointer, grazed the front iron into the hands of a Botkins player. Tie-up does result, or is it a foul? Houston possession and a timeout? Is that
No, it looks like Botkins got the timeout just in time.
Oh, Botkins got a timeout. Didn't really think anybody had possession to get one. Early on, third quarter, 11-point lead, Botkins over Houston on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Another new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, in addition to Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, is Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He works one-on-one with you. He develops a truly customized treatment program for you. And to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home plan. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. He treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. And most insurance companies may not require a doctor's referral to visit Pinnacle Sports Therapy. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. And for the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. That's Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491. That's 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, let us help you move forward. Well, nearly back-to-back timeouts. Bodkins called one. Then Houston entered the ball, Matt, and drained a three-pointer.
Actually, Bodkins at Boston Paul again.
I'm sorry, Boston Paul drained the three-pointer. And then Houston called a timeout. Head coach Brad Allen not pleased with what he saw after the Bodkins timeout had been called. Ensuing possession for the Trojans. Beautiful play. Boston Paul flipped in a three, and the lead is swollen now to 27-13.
Houston's just got to find a way to get some offense going. It's starting to get a little late.
Yeah, this is the best defense that Bodkins has applied against Houston in the three meetings this year.
Well, like you said, they had scored 100 points, but the margins weren't, I mean, they were, what, 14 or whatever the first time. And so Houston was able to put up some points in the first two regular season meetings, but they're having a struggle tonight.
Yeah, Houston scored 67 in the two contests in the season. Right now, Houston is going to have to push hard to get to 25 in this contest this evening, having tallied just 13 in the first 19 minutes of this contest. Only a couple buckets for Houston in the last 12 minutes or so of playing time. Here's a quick inbounds pass by Houston down the floor. One, two, three passes, shot low in the left. No good by Voisard. And the rebound is stabbed out of bounds by Bodkins. Under five to play, third quarter. Houston triggers. It goes on the arc to the three-point shooter. A long one by Kiana Jones. It glanced off the back iron. Rebound in the corner, loose, rolling out of bounds to Bodkins.
Just too many quick shots by Houston. They're not being able to run much of an offense.
Here is Bodkins throwing in over the Houston pressure. Long throw down the floor, caught low on the left. Then it's flipped to the cutter, Euchre. Paul to Euchre, shot no good, but a wallop on the arm by Houston. And Euchre's got two coming. Bodkins ready for that Houston pressure, Matt. Almost got a layup out of it. Two free throws, Carmen Euchre. First one airborne, it's good. Bodkins has now made three in a row at the stripe after missing its first half dozen.
It's hard to believe that the two players involved in that, Carmen Euchre and Boston Paul, both sophomores.
Just 10th graders. A lot of youth out here on the floor tonight. These two teams will be formidable next year. Both foul shots made by Euchre. And Bodkins is up 16 now, 29-13. Four and a half to go here in the third quarter. Houston stymied 30 feet away. Ball thrown to the cutter, Megan Meyer. It is deflected by Bodkins. Bodkins, another steal. It seems like Houston has been in congestion all night long at the offensive end. Just no room to operate.
No, and they haven't been able to get much of anything going inside.
Oh, here's a great play run by Bodkins. The cutter, McKenna Maurer down the lane. Euchre assisted her. Layup is good. 31-13. Blowout. Bodkins up 18. 4 minutes left, third quarter. Houston with the ball, top of the circle. It's Voisard. About all the Wildcats have been able to muster offensively is pitch and catch on the arc and some occasional looks from three-point land. Not much clearance down inside. Jill Grevy, Aaliyah Johnson have clogged it up defensively for Bodkins. 3:38 to go in the third. Houston working it around on the top of the circle. Here's a backdoor cut. They freed up a player. Megan Meyer caught it down low on the right. Or I should say Amber Stangle caught it. Assist Meyer. And Amber is raked across the arm, earning two free throws. It is around and out to the right. No good. 31-13. Bodkins by 18. 3:36 left here in the third quarter.
I'm kind of surprised tonight that Houston really hasn't come up with much inside. Taylor Maxwell had 8 points against Lehman, who has Heidi Toner with some size.
going against her, but she has not been much of a factor tonight.
Second free throw, Stengel, perfect. 31-14, Bodkins in the lead. Bodkins' pressure out on the perimeter, Matt, has made it difficult for Houston to feed the ball to the post with some clearance. Just hasn't been a lot of room to weave the ball into the lane area, either dribble or passing. 3:16 left, third quarter. Bodkins with 6-7 passes, works it around the top of the key. Euchre on the left-hand bounce. Fakes left, goes right. Hooks a pass down inside to Grevy, who bobbled it, got it back. Strong move. 2 points for Jill Grevy. Boy, she looked good on that one.
A little hot there at first, but she stuck with it.
Good perseverance.
Got the layup.
Fine perseverance by Jill. 33-14 Bodkins. Here is Houston posting up low in the right, foul on the back of Amber Stengel. Mechanicsburg is a prohibitive favorite in game number 2 against Mississinewa Valley here tonight, Matt. We won't be covering that game, but I tell you what, Bodkins is going to be ready and charged up on Monday night for whoever wins. Mechanicsburg, the number 2 seed, clearly favored to win the nightcap here this evening. Bodkins, should the Trojans hang on to the sizable lead, they'll enjoy scouting Mechanicsburg from the bleachers the second game tonight.
They've had some success against Mechanicsburg. They played during the regular season the last few years and won.
Here is Bodkins inbounding, or I should say Houston inbounding, and Bodkins takes it away. It was almost as if the Trojans did inbounds the ball. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. 33-14, Bodkins lead. On top, here's a long three try. It's pumped up there by Kenley Top, who made a big triple late in that second quarter. That one rimmed in and out. Kenley Top, good player off the bench for Bodkins. Lead still 19. Here's a step back three tried by Houston from the right flank. Little heavy on the shot by Riley Voisard. Weak side rebound to Bodkins. 2 minutes left, third quarter. Bodkins' defense has thwarted Houston all night and held him in check to just 14 points. Here's the ball reversed, thrown to the right corner to Euchre. A drive into the lane, no. Rebound Johnson once, twice, a third time, foul. No, called a jump.
Stays here with Bodkins.
Bodkins' possession at this end. Referee all over it, and Houston did a pretty good job with tenacity on the inside, keeping a mitt on the top of the ball. There was no wrist grabbing. Good choice by the referee. Inbounds play. Bodkins popping out. McKenna Maurer hits the three ball high right. Boy, she has got a good stroke. Daughter of former head coach Mike Maurer here at Bodkins. Here is Houston countering outside the arc on the right. It is no good. Stick back up and in. Good, strong move. Emma Kemp got it. Nice field goal by the freshman. Showed strength as she muscled up a rebound after the missed three-pointer by Houston. 36-16. Bodkins had been in command there briefly by 22 at 36-14. Free throw by Kemp short. Rebound Bodkins. And tussle for the rebound. It's a tie-up. Aaliyah Johnson of Bodkins plus a red jersey. And the Wildcats retain it. Megan Meyer inbound left of the rim. Lobs it in out back to a teammate, Voisart, who throws it behind her. Intended on the play for Amber Stengel. It goes awry, out of bounds. That symbolizes the night for Houston. Unforced errors in the half court. A number of forced miscues by Bodkins' tenacious defense as well. A minute to go in the third. Bodkins with the ball straight away. It is Wendell who's checked back in. Wendell weaves to Euchre, thrown to Top, the cutter. Outside the lane on the left, it's Aaliyah Johnson. High-arching 12-footer, no good. Rebound Houston. 48 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. Megan Meyer has been held in check. What's the scorebook show for her?
3 points.
3 points, averaging just a hair under 10.
and at 22 here Saturday.
Yep, she provided the heroics in that game for Houston against Lehman Catholic. Ball knocked out of bounds by Bodkins with 41 ticks left on the clock. Third quarter, 20-point lead, 36-16. Bodkins in front. Now Houston retreats to midcourt in the face of a Bodkins zone in the final half minute. Here is Megan Meyer driving outside the arc in the right. Throws to Boisard in the right corner. Her three glances off the rim. Rebound taken down by Bodkins. Bodkins into the half court. They pull it back out and will play for one. Displaying good discipline right there. Here's Kinley Topp with the ball 25 feet away. She juggled, stolen by Kemp of Houston. 5 seconds left to Megan Meyer. She glides up the floor outside the lane on the right, arches it, no good, as the third quarter finishes. Megan tried to squeeze between a couple defenders. She was hurried. 36-16, Bodkins by 20 over Houston at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Enjoy Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturdays at Brookins in Fort Loramie features two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy the new late-night menu at Brookins, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook. That's Brookins, BRUCKENSPub.com. Well, we start the fourth quarter. Here's a drive by Carmen Euchre. She zips her way right down the middle, took an extra step, and I think she knew it.
It was too good of a move.
36-16, Bodkins by 20 over Houston. Bodkins beat Houston 51-32 at Bodkins earlier in the year. Second meeting closer. That contest was a 14 or 15-point spread, 49-35. It was 14. Here on this possession, Houston sinks a long tray.
Megan Meyer rattled one home.
6 points for Megan. Big three-pointer by her. The lead trimmed from 20 to 17. Here's Bodkins in the half court. Ball shaken loose by Houston. Ball on the floor at midcourt. Bodkins has it. Timeout called by head coach Phil Groves. 17-point lead Trojans early in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance, south of Anna, north of Sydney on Route 25A. For many years, the number one most valued insurance agency in the region. We return to action. Bodkins has it stolen. Megan Meyer on the theft for Houston, which is down 17. Here's a deep right corner three by Houston. It skips off the rim. Almost went in for Boer. Rebound below the iron. What's been called? Reach in foul, Houston? Yep. It's common.
No, actually, 1-1 coming up.
Oh, it is. Yes, sir. And here is where Houston's got to make hay. Wildcats need free throws. Emma Kemp, freshman at the stripe. 1-1 situation. It's in. 36-20. Lead 16, 6:44 to go here in the fourth quarter. Biggest lead had been 22 at 36-14. Second free throw misses. Houston's reeled off six straight points, by the way. Here is Botkins in the forecourt. Good pressure applied by Houston.
Mariah Boer caused them the turnover on that one.
Yep. She forced the mistake. So Houston's picked it up. A little momentum now for the Wildcats. And they gotten down too far, though. 6.5 remaining in the fourth. Long three-point try, right flank. It is no good, a little heavy by Voisard. Ball caromed off the left rim, went out of bounds, corner of the court. Botkins got a piece of it last. Houston retains the ball. Here's Boer, hand off to Meyer, shot fake behind the arc. Goes below the three-point line, missed a runner. Rebound Botkins, foul, push off Houston. That one is common, Houston will throw in. Leading by 16. With 6:23 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Botkins, should it hold on, will await the winner of game two, Mechanicsburg, Mississinewa Valley. Monday night in the second tilt. Here's Botkins beating pressure down the floor. Baseline left. Jill Grevy laid it up, deflected. Houston came away with it. Foul against Botkins.
That's Jill's fourth and the team's eighth. Like you said, Houston's got to be making these foul shots if they want to get back in this contest.
1-1 situation here for the Wildcats. Towing the stripe is Riley Voisard. And she's short on the shot. Good rebound, though, by Kemp in the lane. Back to Voisard for three. It's short. Rebound baseline right, Botkins. Deflected pass, stolen on the play. Oh, what awareness by Voisard. Neat theft. Her short shot was blocked out of bounds.
Houston has really struggled from behind the arc. They only have 2 3-pointers in this game.
Wildcats playing now with a sense of urgency may not be enough, and it may be too late. Here's a long three, right corner. Line drive shot by Boer. Hit the back rim, and the rebound is banged out of bounds by Houston. Botkins gets it, leading by 16, 36-20. Botkins hadn't scored in about 3.5 minutes of playing time.
Yeah, they haven't scored in this quarter after scoring 16 points in the third.
Right. Here is a harassing defense by Houston, 25 feet away from the basket, and a foul is called. Inbounding is Botkins at side court. That was common. 5:52 to go in the fourth, 36-20 in favor of Botkins. Dribbling is McKenna Maurer into the right corner. Over to Boston Paul, who is short on the three-point try. The rebound touched out of bounds by Botkins. Botkins' offense is stalled. Houston with a flurry of points in the next couple minutes could make it interesting in the final 3 to 4 minutes of the game. Down the floor, Amber Stangle pulls up on the arc. Right wing, Voisard. 5.5 to go. Botkins has hit a dry spell. Houston trying to capitalize. Baseline right, Mariah Boer. She's in trouble. Releases a pass picked off by McKenna Maurer of Botkins. Maurer in backcourt to Euchre. Euchre on the bounce over the center circle. Euchre at the foul line, extended left. Now retreats, high left at the point. Goes inside to Aaliyah Johnson, right back to Euchre. Cross-court pass to Kinley top. Ball weaved to Euchre. Botkins takes time off the clock. 4:56 to go in the fourth. Near side of the floor, McKenna Maurer thought about shooting, didn't. That's clearly the objective right now for the Trojans, is to milk the scoreboard time. Euchre catches near midcourt, has an opening, drives down the lane. Late feed, low on the left to Johnson. She juggled, couldn't hang on, tried to flick it inbounds. Out of bounds it goes. Houston ball. 36-20. Houston gets a timeout. 4:36 left. Can the Wildcats make a very late and final charge? We'll return in a moment. First, though, Matt, let's continue talking about Barker Insurance, about which we spoke a moment ago. Barker, the most valued agency in the area. You can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program with Barker. which represents firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857, 492-1857. We'll return to action in 30 seconds, 36-20. Botkins over Houston, midway through the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Up here is pressure applied by Botkins out high against the Houston offense. Wildcats break it down, get a baseline shot, but it's short. Ball out of bounds to Botkins. Houston missed an opportunity right there to get it down to 14. And now Botkins has it back and runs more clock in the person of Carmen Euchre. Euchre to McKenna Maurer. 4:06 to go in the fourth quarter. 36-20 Botkins. Hooking foul, Megan Meyer. It's 1-1 time for Botkins, which Matt has gone.
Well, actually, it's
5-6. Oh, I'm sorry. It already registered 6. Yeah. I was expecting it to show 7, but the scorer's desk operator was quick.
Yeah. Tom Weisner does a very nice job with the scoreboard here.
Botkins without a point for about 5.5 minutes since late in that third quarter. Here's Houston kicking the ball in the left corner. And despite that,
Houston's only been able to shave 4 points off that deficit.
It was 36-14 at one point. So over the last 4.5 minutes, Houston's outscored Botkins 6-0. Limited scoring during this stretch. Here's a herky-jerky move down the lane by Carmen Euchre. It is, oh, it almost went in. Nice rebound, though, by Aaliyah Johnson. Foul against Houston. Two very good youthful teams, a lot of talent. Everybody back next year, but two seniors, that's all. Two seniors on these combined rosters. Aaliyah Johnson at the stripe. 1-1 or 2?
Two shots.
Fouled in the act. Yes, it's a pair.
Botkins now 5-for-5 in this half after going 0-for-6 in the first half.
Both teams shot free throws very well in the two meetings during the regular season, but each is under 60% on the year. Second shot, Johnson, little strong off the back rim. Rebound down to Houston. Voisard.
Of course, after I bring it up.
Voisard to Megan Meyer, shot fake from 25, right back to Voisard in the right corner, 37-20 Botkins. Here's a skip pass, cross court to Mariah Boer, is open, swish on the shot. Nice one by Boer. She caught it chest high and let it fly, 37-23. A 9-1 run by Houston, but they just got down too far. Oh, here's Euchre. Great penetration. She attracted two defenders, fed it to Johnson for the lay-in. And that's the first field goal by Botkins, Matt, in about 6.5 minutes of playing time. Houston's got the ball low on the right. Spin move. It's good. Nice play. Well done. Amber Stengel with the bucket. Fouled in the act of shooting. 39-25, Botkins by 14. And right now, Matt, this game is paralleling the two regular season contests. One by Botkins by 19 and 14. It's 14 here. Foul shot is long. Tie up on the rebound. Possession, Botkins.
Houston's just dug themselves too big a hole.
Sure did. A healthy situation for Botkins, up 36-14. Fairly late in the third quarter, and then you go 6 minutes on the scoreboard clock without a field goal, score 3 points in about 7 minutes, and you're still up 14. Houston got down too far. Wildcats have played with more urgency here in the second half, but it may simply be a case of too little, too late. deep in the right corner. Houston shooting the three. Good deflection on the play by Boston Paul and Botkins, and it goes out of bounds.
That's the second time tonight she's come up with a little deflection on a three-point attempt.
A flat-footed shot. Paul got a hand in there, got a piece of it. Here's Megan Meyer on the arc for Houston. Ball given up, 18 feet away to Stengel. Deep right corner, Megan Meyer. Shot fake from three-point land. Good drive. She's knocked off her pins, fouled, and she's got two coming. Botkins has done an excellent job tonight being aware of Megan Meyer. All too often, Megan has tried to set her feet on the three-point arc, but she's had to leave that spot and take it well inside into two-point territory. Just can't get a good look from three-point land. She misses on the first free throw. Second one, good. She had 23 against Lehman and what? Under 10 here tonight, right, Matt?
She now has 7.
That's what I thought. Well, you can credit Botkin's excellent defense for the work on Megan Meyer. 2:18 to go in the fourth. The lead 13 for Botkins. And they run four corners out high. Here's Euchre. Occasionally drives into the lane. Now McKenna Maurer decides to shoot. It skids off the rim into the corner. Houston saves. No, the Wildcats cannot. 2 minutes, 3 seconds left in the fourth. 39-26, Botkins. Head coach Phil Groves instructs play number four. Ball lobbed into the corner to Johnson. Out high to Paul. Oh, into the lane to Jill Grevy. Oh, she shoots through contact, survived it, and made it. Nice 8-foot banker. Jill Grevy, impressive. Down low for Botkins. 41-26 Trojans. Minute 46 to go in the fourth quarter. Megan Meyer, pitch and catch in the right corner with Riley Voisart. Bounce pass down low, intended for Kemp, stroked out of bounds by Botkins. Minute 37 left. Houston giving a much better account of itself here in the second half. Ball inbounded on the arc. Long three-point set shot by Voisart. No good. Jump ball on the rebound. Botkins possession.
Wildcats have just never gotten going from three tonight.
And credit Botkins' defense. It's been all over the place. It's as if there have been six or seven white shirts on the court at all times tonight against five red. Houston just simply has had very, very few openings. Timeout called. Last 90 seconds of the game. 15-point lead Botkins on scorersbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
And thank you so much, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. We're working on the development of a new audio commercial reflecting AAG's outstanding work down at FC Cincinnati, the new practice soccer facility on the southeast side of town. And as the basketball comes bounding our way, good defense applied by Matt Zerker, who kept the ball from landing right in the middle of our mixer box. And we spoke about the possibility of that incident happening before the game tonight. We're perched on the floor just off the baseline here at Sidney High School. After a Botkins muffed ball over the inline, Houston works it down the floor quickly and gets a baseline J from Amber Stengel to make it a 13-point game, 41-28. Reflecting back, at one point, Houston was up, or I should say Botkins was up, 36-14. So a 14-5 run by Houston over the last, 10, 11 minutes of playing time. But the Wildcats are running out of time.
Just like you said, too little, too late.
Right. As I was mentioning, FC Cincinnati's soccer team has got a beautiful new practice facility, which is on some former baseball and softball fields off Kellogg Avenue, just inside the 275 Outer Belt. And American Architectural Glass was responsible for so much of the glass installation in that brand new facility. So we're working on the creation of a brand new commercial, a fresh one, highlighting some recent work done by AAG Inc. in Fort Lauderdale. Minute 3 to go in the fourth quarter. Botkins inbounding at the end of the floor, up at 13. And here is Houston crowding and fouling 90 feet from the basket. A minute and a second remaining in the fourth quarter.
Well, it's no secret, Jack, that the industries here in West Central Ohio are among the best in the nation.
Sure are. A variety of them. Very unique. And that's why West Central Ohio, Shelby County, and surrounding counties are great places in which to live, work, raise families, receive an education. Fouled was Boston Paul of Botkins. Double bonus for her. She's got the first, has the second. Botkins started slowly at the free throw line tonight, but they come on like gangbusters, Trojans have. And with 56 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, the lead is 15, 43-28. Houston works the ball to the post to Maria Bauer, Boer. On the arc to Megan Meyer. She drives, slings it up there, overshoots it. Rebound Botkins. Here's Carmen Euchre blazing a trail down the floor. Stops and pops from 17. Bingo! What a play by Carmen Euchre. On a dime, she put on the brakes and propelled in a long one. It was a deuce inside the arc. Houston triggers a quick three. Tie-up occurs. 17-point game. Botkins in the lead, 45-28. All too often, Matt, you talk about the difficulty in beating a team a third time. This game here tonight mirrors the two regular season contests. One by Botkins by 19 at home and by 14 on the road. The spread right now is 17 here on this neutral floor tournament site. Sydney girls D4 sectional at Sydney.
And I think a lot of that comes from the leadership that Carmen Euchre has shown from the point guard spot. Things are going to be different. The offense wasn't quite as sharp tonight. But when you have a captain or a leader like Carmen, things turn out just as you expect.
Boy, that last play by her, she sped down the floor, could have pulled it back out, milk clock. Botkins is up big, but instead she stopped right on a spot, foul line extended right. It was a good stop-and-go move by her. She came to a halt, let it fly, a jumper, and that was a shot made by an all-Shelby County Athletic League performer. Botkins runs out the final seconds to end this game tonight here at Sydney High School, beating Houston by a final score of 45-28. We just lost the edge of our banner. Here on the front edge of the table, we'll gather it up in just a moment. Nice win by Botkins, which is ready for Mechanicsburg should the favored Indians defeat Mississinewa Valley in the second game tonight. Keep in mind, Botkins will return next Monday at 7:30, right? Second game.
Yes.
Fort Loramie will play in the lower bracket sectional final at 6.
Right, against Riverside.
Against Riverside. Riverside having beaten Jackson Center, first Riverside girls tournament win in, what, a decade or two?
Yeah, that, according to the paper, is the first one in a decade. They beat Jackson 38-28.
Right. Crazy. But here tonight, Houston falls, and the Lady Wildcats wind up finishing the year with a mark of 7-17, starting 0-10, then winning 7 of the next 13 games, bowing here tonight by a final tally of 45-28 to Botkins. Matt Zerker is totaling things up. I'd have to say Carmen Euchre, probably a Clancy star of the game winner for the Bodkins Trojans. Matt, is that your pick?
Yeah, that's going to be my pick. She ended up with 12 points tonight. And just like I said before, being the leader in the leader of the team, the offense wasn't exactly sharp tonight, being the first term of the game and everything. But for only being a sophomore and being such a leader out there, she's the Clancy's player of the game.
Who gets the honors for Houston?
For Houston, I'll go with Amber Stengel, who ended up with 9 points.
Amber Stengel, Carmen Euchre are Clancy's award winners. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Matt Serger back here at Sydney High School as the Bodkins Trojans defeat the Houston Wildcats 45-28 in the upper bracket sectional semifinals. Bodkins again will take on the winner of our second game here this evening between Mechanicsburg and Mississinewa Valley. They will play on Monday at 7:30 here at Sydney High School. The first sectional final at 6 o'clock on Monday will be Fort Laramie and Riverside. Breaking down the scoring tonight, first for the Houston Wildcats, who finished this year with a final record of 7-17. Amber Stengel with 9 points. Megan Meyer, 7 points. Mariah Boer, 5 points. Emma Kemp with 4 points. And Riley Boisard with 3. The Wildcats kind of struggled at the foul line in the second half. They only went 3 of 8 to finish at 5 of 12 for the contest. For the Bodkins Trojans, leading the way was Boston Paul with 14 points. Carmen Euchre, our Clancy's player of the game, with 12 points. 7 points for McKenna Maurer. 6 points for Jill Grevey. And 3 each for Kinley Topp and Elliot Johnson. After going 0 for 6 at the line in the first half, Bodkins improved greatly, going 7 of 9 from the line in the second half to go 7 of 15 for the contest. The Trojans are now 16-7 on the season, and again, they will face the winner of our second game here tonight between Mechanicsburg and Mississauga Valley. Right now, the Mechanicsburg Indians are warming up in front of me here on the southeast corner, while the Blackhawks are warming up on the north end of the court. Again, we'll be back in action with two games from Piqua High School as the Division IV sectional opens up tomorrow, Jack.
Bodkins Trojans advance. Matt is now... Bodkins Trojans now 16-7 on the year, and this is a Bodkins team which, if it gets real good guard play, it can give Mechanicsburg all it wants in a sectional final on Monday. I think that's Mechanicsburg's strength, run and jump defense, transition fast break offense. Bodkins will match up pretty well against Mechanicsburg at guard. That should be an exciting second game on Monday night.
It'll be an interesting matchup of Mechanicsburg.
Gets by Mississinewa.
Assuming that. They start two seniors and the rest are underclassmen, but it's an experienced group. That experience against the youth of Bodkins will be interesting to watch come Monday night.
I was really impressed with Bodkins' defense tonight. I just talked briefly a moment ago with head coach Phil Groves. He was proud of his club's defense. and he liked the spin I put on the free throw shooting. I said, yeah, you were cool early but got red hot late. And he said, oh, that's what I like to hear. Because he knows how streaky it can be and how contagious bad free throw shooting can be among the whole team.
Exactly. Yeah. Going 0 for 6 in the first half, and then you go 7 of 9 in the second half. What an improvement, and what a stat to build on going into Monday night.
Botkin's biggest lead in our game tonight was 36-14 at one point, wound up winning it by a final 45-28. Head coach Brad Allen's team, not a graduating senior on the entire roster, right?
Yes, they have everybody coming back. They have a lot of good young talent as well, and hopefully they will take that next step going into next season.
So many thanks here tonight to new underwriting sponsors. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, and Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. We'll hear from Mark Jordan again momentarily. Thanks as well to our anchor underwriting sponsors, including the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. We'll return to close it out here at Sydney High School in a moment. Botkin's a winner over Houston. The Trojans ladies triumph by 17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Well, a fun night here at Sydney. Always enjoyable to return. Good perch here at the end of the floor, right on the court at courtside. Matt loved it. We will see you tomorrow night. Jeff Bray is in town this evening, and it will be Jeff Bray and Matt Turker for the doubleheader tomorrow night from Pickwell High School's Garber Gym.
Should be two very interesting games. Layman, this might not be the very highest scoring game, but it should be a good one. And then Newton gave Botkins a good game in the regular season meeting back in January.
I like those two matchups. You're right. Both games could go right down to the wire tomorrow night. Ron Mooney is our Scores Broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee is usually alongside me with the stats, on-site engineering, and color. He's under the weather. We'll return at full strength on Monday. Matt Zerker has been my sidekick this evening, as he was on, let's see, our last coverage was when? Monday night? Yeah, Monday evening. So it's Matt Zerker and Jeff Bray tomorrow night, and Mike Wick and Jeff Bray on Saturday night. Final score, final time from here at Sydney High School. Girls Division 4 upper bracket sectional final won by Botkins over Houston 45-28.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.